This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Last time we spoke with author Jensen Beach, he was celebrating the publication of his short story, The Apartment, in an issue of The New Yorker magazine. Now the assistant professor of writing and literature at Johnson State College is joining us again to talk about his new collection of short stories called Swallowed by the Cold, which does include The Apartment. He'll be reading from the collection May 17th at the Phoenix Bookstore in downtown Burlington. And Jensen Beach, thank you so much for speaking with us again.
Thanks so much for having me, Mitch.
This collection features separate short stories, but the characters recur throughout the book. There's an interlocking connectedness to the stories, and they take place in Sweden over a two-year time frame. I'm wondering why you took this approach to telling the stories of these characters. I mean, were you attempted at all to just write a novel instead, given that you had so many of these interwoven themes and characters right there?
I was tempted to write a novel, and I ended up writing stories just because, well, this was my MFA thesis, actually, when I graduated in 2011, and I just started writing stories set in Sweden, which is, I think, like I mentioned last time, a place I know pretty well, and I was just writing stories, and some of the characters recurred, and they showed up in other stories, and then as the kind of webs and intersections of the book became clearer to me, that was something I more deliberately chased after. But I've always been a devotee of the short story form. I really like it. I actually prefer stories to novels, though I am writing one right now.
You mentioned that you know Sweden quite well. We should remind listeners you did live there for quite some time. Are you actually Swedish?
I'm not. No, I grew up in California. My wife is Swedish, and I do have a Swedish passport, but I'm only Swedish by chance or adoption.
But you did spend some time there.
I did. I went to university, and I have a graduate degree from Stockholm University. We lived there for just a little bit more than 6 years.
When we first discussed your story, The Apartment, I made mention of the fact that your writing, to me anyway, was reminiscent of the Hemingway model of deceivingly simple sentences that describe the action of a story.
Yeah.
And they do so in a way that hints at much greater meaning that's hiding kind of in plain sight, just below the surface. I wonder if, as an example, I could have you read the first paragraph of the story Anniversary that appears in the book.
Of course. She was running up a gentle rise in the path toward him. Henrik worked with her husband, Peter, and had met her several times, so he recognized her immediately. When they'd passed each other, he slowed down and turned, sensing she'd done the same. It was unusual for him to stop his run to talk with someone he knew, even if he knew that person well. But the morning had been pleasant, and he was in a good mood in spite of the approaching clouds, and she'd smiled at him in such a way that he thought he should stop to say hello. They each waved, Henrik walking back up the hill and Hella down it.
So the key here to me is the part of that sentence, she'd smiled at him in such a way that he thought he should stop and say hello. You're dropping a subtle clue there to what we find out soon after, that Henrik and Hella, both married to other people, are going to begin an affair.
Yes.
You could have described Henrik's reaction to the smile in much more obvious terms. Is this an example of that golden show, don't tell rule that I would imagine you try to impart to your writing students?
I do. I think it is an example of that. I'm interested in the kind of messy subtext in a story, even if that stuff is unnameable or unnamed. And when I started writing the story, I really was just writing sentences about a guy running in a park, and then Hella shows up. And so I've had to train myself as a writer, and I try to teach my students to do the same thing, to just be kind of open to those possibilities. And so when he notices the smile, I thought, oh, there's something there. Turns out this is going to be the story of how their affair starts, and that's sort of what I pursued then after that made itself clear to me.
So are you saying that you will start writing a story, maybe this one in particular, with no real idea of where it will go, what the ending might be?
Almost always, yeah. I like to kind of let, this sounds so precious, right, to let the story teach you what it's going to be about, but I do as a writer try to follow a story where it might need to go, based on the things that make fiction compelling, gesture and movement and subtlety.
Some of the pieces in this collection are very brief. One is called February 22nd, 1944, and it describes an attack in Stockholm during World War II that's very brutal in its sudden violence and its aftermath. I'm wondering if this is based on real events. I mean, we don't often think of Sweden as being a country with a great deal of involvement in World War II.
It is based on real events, yeah. The Soviets bombed Stockholm in 1944, in February 1944. One of the things that this book kind of deals with tangentially is Swedish history. And one of the things I wanted to do was kind of write about these events as not as a Swedish person, but through Swedish characters in order to kind of understand if that had any impact on the cultural consciousness.
A lot of the characters in Swallowed by the Cold seem to be hoarding secrets from others and from themselves, too. We meet Louise and Martin again. That's the married couple featured in the apartment. Yeah. And there's a sad tale they appear in called Kino, in which Martin carries on a homosexual flirtation with a young man that the two met at a party when he joins them in the couple's car. It's sad because when the story begins, Martin is concerned that Louise, his wife, has been drinking too much at the party, but he doesn't seem very concerned as to why she's doing so.
Right. Louise is a character who's just not very honest with herself and probably in a lot of pain. Partly that's because of her husband. And partly in the apartment, I think one of the ideas that was presenting itself to me was that she's just sort of deceived herself for so long about what she really wants and how what's happened in her life is different from what she had really desired, even if she hadn't defined that for herself. And I find that notion kind of incredibly sad in real life and really, really exciting in fiction. So both Martin and Louise are characters who want something else out of life than what they have, and they were too afraid or too cowardly or too confused or whatever the reason to really know what that was.
Do you have compassion for these characters? I mean, you do put them through some tough emotional ringers here.
I have compassion for them, yeah. I've never really understood that thing that some authors will say, you know, that your characters become real people to you. But I do have compassion for these characters because I think that we're all like this to a certain extent, right? Pursuing things that we think we want and then being disappointed when we get them.
You write so much about Sweden, Swedish characters. What does your Swedish wife think of your depiction? As you say, you're from California and she's the expert. What does she think?
I hope she thinks it's pretty good. That was a challenge for me, actually, to write Swedish characters rather than, say, American characters in Sweden. And it was an important challenge. I wanted to do that. I just simply started writing the stories, I think in part because I wanted to get close to what it felt like, even if that was just a fictionalized version of that feeling, to be Swedish.
You're working on a novel right now. I wonder if Vermont is going to show up in any of your writing anytime soon.
I anticipate that it will at some point. I often have to not be in a place to write about that place, but I think I probably will write about Vermont. The novel I'm writing now is set in California and a little bit in Florida and kind of all over, but it's really early in the drafting stage, so who knows, maybe Vermont will show up after all.
Jensen Beach is an assistant professor of writing and literature at Johnson State College, and his new book of stories is called Swallowed by the Cold. He'll be reading from the book at 7 p.m. at Phoenix Bookstore in downtown Burlington on May 17th. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.